Hey, there was a city council meeting last night.
There was. There was two city council meetings
tonight.
They had their regular meeting, of course, and then they had the work session. The regular meeting, pretty uneventful. And that was what went first. So at 6 o'clock, they started with a regular meeting. We started with a pretty active public comments section. Usually there's only one, if any, people at the open public comments, which is the first 20 minutes of the council meeting is reserved for anyone to talk about any issue in the city, whether it is on the agenda or not. And there was 9 people who commented most. I think only one did not comment about the water treatment plant. And overall, pretty much most of them in favor of the water treatment plant. We will talk with Ben later. He kind of briefly touched on some of the next steps of the water treatment plant in his report. But I want to clarify some things with him before I make any statement on what's the future of the water treatment plant. So there was that happened. And then there wasn't anything on the agenda for the regular council meetings. There was no real votes taken.
Sure.
The most interesting part, I think, of the regular meeting was during City Administrator Ben Martig's report. He was also talking about what he kind of described as a growing concern about federal funding. If you're casually or actively following the news at the national level, I'm sure people have heard about the executive orders that have come out in the last 5 weeks. And kind of the instability that he said he cited that's causing with some of the, not necessarily always cities funding, but the partners the cities work with. He cited the hospitals, one of them, right, helping trying to support their local hospital, some of the nonprofits in this area, the colleges, right, all of those receive different federal funding sources, and you know, the city works with all of those, and he's kind of noted a increasing concern about that. So I will end up doing a more deeper dive story on that probably next week. He also cited the library this past year started having passport services available.
Right.
So now they're kind of in flux with how that passport service operates based on some of these executive orders. So federal national orders do affect us here in Northfield, right?
Absolutely.
Was kind of what he was saying. So we'll have more information about that. I'm going to do a whole story about that next week.
Okay, great.
And then the regular city council meeting ended, and they shifted to the work session. And they did the work session as a opportunity just to have the larger discussion about the ice arena. So the last time we really talked about the ice arena was in November. When we talked about the plans in the ice arena, I should clarify, was in November when the council kind of approved the preliminary plans, and now they sent them off to people to get designed.
Yep.
We've talked in February, or not February, November and December about fundraising that had happened, but like not any plans. Last night, we got both a design update and we got a fundraising update. And we'll start with the design update. The design we have now is a pretty well fleshed out design. This is what they're going to start getting final numbers back on and getting bids ready to go. So again, no bids were accepted last night. No bids were even, sent out or such. It was just a update of here's where we're at. The original cost of the project was $20.9 million. When they estimated it in November, it is now $24.8. And last night, one of the design elements that they brought in, or some of the slides that they brought in, was different ways they could find ways to lower some of the costs. So maybe we reduce some of the windows, right? And you can save some money here. Or you change the style of seating, right? So instead of concrete, it's aluminum, right?
Yep,
and you can save some money here and there.
Yep.
Instead of a paved parking lot, half the parking lot's gravel, right? Mm-hmm. And can we save money there, right? Mm-hmm. So there was discussion of those items. All of those items, because the city of Northfield is not the only partner in this. Remember, the ice arena is 4 different partners are involved in this. Yep. It is the city of Northfield, the city of Dundas, the Northfield Public Schools, and the Hockey Association, all distinctly different entities, right? So last night, they took in the input of the council, but they said, we'll bring this back to the project management team to see what does the Hockey Association think, what does the school district think, what does the city of Dundas think, because they also are all partners in this. So a lot of the recommendations have come from this project management team. So the voices of the other partners in this are being included. This was just an update to the Northfield City Council last night about it. Some interesting facts I learned about the ice arena. For every 3 seats, they recommend 1 parking spot, which means they have now upped the parking to 220 approximate parking spots.
Okay.
They did this by shifting some of the things around. So the biggest shift in design from November was with the parking and the future expansion. they were able to kind of adjust where the future expansion could be and then where they could put the parking, another parking lot, and that got them 226 spots. What puts this, it looks kind of weird, though, because one of the parking lots is actually really far away from the ice arena, because there's an assumption that there will eventually be a second sheet of ice built closer to that parking lot, right? So they talked about that. There were some other savings that they looked at and that they're going to be coming back with. Some counselors had different suggestions. We'll probably have a story next week about some of those specific items. But for now, I'm not going to try to go through, just in my notes, all of them. Let's see. The fundraising update that came in. So Chris Canelli, the kind of main leader of the arena project for the Hockey Association.
Point guy.
Yeah. He was talking about their fundraising plan right now. So currently they have raised $2.9 million in cash for this project and an additional $700,000 if you value the land that they donated. Mm-hmm. So the Hockey Association donated the land, mm-hmm. and the original land deed had the land valued at $700,000. So they've raised almost $3.7 million so far. The original pledge was that the Hockey Association was going to donate a minimum of $2 million to help lower the cost. Mm-hmm. So $2 million just to lower the cost, not to get any extra things or bells and whistles, right?
Right.
Everything raised after that $2 million was going to get extra things back that had been cut from the original plan. And now they're in discussion of, well, the project went up in cost. Is there anything that the Hockey Association can do to help lower that cost? And so last night there was discussion of the Hockey Association's working with all the partners to figure out what is that number. Right. Is it, you know, now it's $3 million they donate to lower the whole cost, and then everything after $3 million's extra things they get? Mm-hmm. Is it, you know, 2.5? They're negotiating a number right now, but the Hockey Association stated they're very open to donating more just to lower the cost, but also would like to get some of the nice things back in.
Right.
In particular, the Hockey Association is concerned still with the some of the seating styles in the arena. The dry land training facility. Yep,
that's big for them.
And refrigerating the second sheet of ice that is outside at the moment. The second sheet of ice is where they would expand to be indoors eventually, but they would like to at least get that ice refrigerated now if they can.
Yep.
So discussions of that. Canelli stated that he felt pretty confident they would raise $4 million, and they're fundraising till April 15th. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to donate, they have a match right now sponsored by the Glenn Hosse family and College City Beverage. So every donation is matched.
Pretty cool.
Until
it's up to like $2.5 million. Too.
Yeah. So till April 15th, he felt fairly confident they would get there. They're going to be doing several more fundraisers. He and I are going to be talking today and get him in the beginning of March to discuss some of the fundraising opportunities they have coming up.
Yep.
Through March, and kind of their last push to raise money for this.
Yep.
And then there was discussions. The council had different questions for the architects and the construction company. And kind of the big takeaway I saw, at least the designer we have working on this, has said he's designed approximately 60 ice arenas in his career. Mm-hmm. And he really stated that, you know, Councillor Dolan asked, is this cost reasonable? Like, is this pretty normal? He says after COVID, we are getting actually a pretty middle average cost ice arena. This is about the cost that they cost. That this increase in cost is just where the market's going with ice arenas.
Right.
And yeah, that's pretty much it. There was some other questions about different, you know, is there other elements we can cut? The designers really noted this is a pretty bare bones aesthetic on the insides. It's not like super pretty when you walk on the inside. It's designed to be practical and well made, but cheap still, right?
It's not a nice palace for it by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah. So, you know, there's discussions about the art allowance last night. Could that adjust some things? There was just discussion about the sustainable building code. You know, how does that change the cost of this building? Right. This building is meeting a certain energy rating, like, so it doesn't waste as much energy as LEED, say, our current ice arena.
Yeah, it's got to be LEED certified.
Silver certified too. So it's even higher tier, and that is the requirement by the Sustainable Building Code in Northfield.
Okay.
the architect did note, though, that with ice arenas, there's actually quite a bit of savings cost when you are energy efficient.
Yeah.
Because ice arenas consume a lot more power than, say, City Hall.
Right.
Right? Because that's just a very comparable, like an office building compared to an ice arena, right?
Yeah.
And that was kind of it. We'll have some more stories about the design next week as well. But otherwise, it was a largely no action meeting, just a lot of reports and discussion. The next council meeting is the beginning of March.
Okay. All right. Did you get a feel for the support that's on the council for this thing? I mean, was there sufficient support, you think, to once the bids come in?
I think there was a lot of, and staff certainly said this last night, of this is not final bids. Wait mm-hmm. till we get final numbers back, because maybe we find some more savings here or there.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till we've negotiated a thing with the Hockey Association. Don't rush into anything right now. I think there was some hesitancy and certainly some nervousness about another project's come in over cost, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there was also a little bit of just kind of like from both some of the sitting councillors who had not been elected in the last cycle and from the councillors who had been elected this last cycle of confusion of where exactly, what was the role of the Hockey Association? What's the role of Northfield in all of this,
okay.
right? How all these different funding streams. So I think there could be some clarifying that's going to be done about, right, putting some of these agreements right. Like last night, it was, okay, we're still negotiating with the Hockey Association. What exactly is the donation? How is this all going to work out? I think there was some confusion just on that, because it is a complicated funding project, right? When you have four different entities paying for things in this,
mm-hmm.
that's not a simple, straightforward, here's how this is paid for.
No.
So there was just a little bit of confusion, I think, with that. That's made this, when there's confusion, it makes people more hesitant already, right? And then when things are over cost and there's confusion, right? So
yeah.
I think there was a lot of, let's wait, let's get some final details,
okay. All right.
And then go from there. I am really not a lot of opinions last night. Stated just a lot of, like, tell me more
okay.
questions.
All right.
Well, a lot of tell me more questions
yeah,
from everybody.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
I mean, that's we want the council to be as well informed on this as possible.
Well, and all of that's public record for us,
yeah.
too.
So. Cool. All right.
That's all.